This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Tom Baudet, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Jace Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl will show Rich Little what a real impressionist sounds like. In another round of Who's Carl This Time, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, in Iran, of course, there's an ongoing battle between the populace who want Western freedoms and the mullahs who run the country. In the latest salvo from the repressive regime, they have now banned what Western practice?
Oh, I think I know the answer to this, and I know a couple guys I'd like to have arrested as well. I think they're arresting barbers for giving Western haircuts.
You're right, but not only haircuts, also eyebrow trims to men. They have made eyebrow maintenance illegal in Iran. The Iranian government has banned all barbers from giving both Western-style haircuts, as you say, and also trimming the eyebrows of men. Apparently, slender-shaped eyebrows on men offend God, who, as is well known from the illustrations, has very bushy eyebrows.
You come to think of it, most of the famous prophets did.
Exactly,
you
see?
Yeah.
To shade them from the desert sun, you have these little canopies of eyebrows. So
Brezhnev was often mistaken for God.
Exactly what I mean.
Don Imus.
Yeah. No, we understand, of course, the administration, very much opposed to the regime, trying to undermine it. They have ordered an assault team of Navy SEALs to infiltrate the country, led by the five guys from Queer Eye. And someday an army of metrosexuals will rise up. No. Tom, Washington, D.C. lawyer Roy Pearson has filed a lawsuit. He claims he deserves $65 million in damages for his lost what?
$65 million for his lost. That's got to be something important.
Oh, yeah. Very important to him.
Yeah.
A Washington, D.C. lawyer, his lost vanity.
No. could resonate metaphorically, but no.
Yeah, integrity.
No.
Can I give him a hint?
You can give him a hint, Paul.
Only if it was in his pocket.
Ow. Really?
It kind of works out to more than $30 million per leg.
His lost pants?
Yes, his pants.
His pants. I was going somewhere else. Thank God.
I was getting uncomfortable.
So
did his pants, actually.
Yeah. Wow, who makes those pants?
Well, that's the thing. A word of advice for dry cleaners in the nation's capital. Do not come between Roy Pearson and his pants. 2 years ago, Mr. Pearson, a lawyer, and even more frighteningly, a judge, took a pair of pants to the cleaners. When he went to pick them up the next day, they weren't ready. Turns out the cleaner had misplaced the pants. They offered to pay for new ones. Not good enough. Pearson complained and complained. The cleaners offered him more and more money. Finally, $12,000 for his lost pair of pants. Still not good enough. He has now filed a lawsuit. He wants $65 million in damages. He says he wants the $65 million for the, quote, mental suffering, inconvenience, and discomfort brought on by the missing pants.
Were they the only pair of pants he had?
No.
You know, if you think that you've got $65 million worth of pain and suffering because you lost your pants, I think you've lost track of the fact you've got it made. I mean, if I can't even think of in my life, other than losing a member of my family, would be worth $65 million in pain and suffering. And if losing a pair of pants hurts that bad...
That's a really good point.
You know?
Like, normally when he went to pick up the pants and they had them, can you imagine how joyous he was?
Yeah.